welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And this will be the first review of 2019 Escape Room. And if I could escape the movie theater when I saw this movie, I'd have been so happy. So
is that bad, man?
James, have you seen a movie called Saw?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know I saw Saw.
Have you seen a movie called Saw 2? And like all the other ones that came after that?
Yeah, I think I probably stopped at 4.
I want to say, I remember like 4 being okay. It was one.
After 4, it kind of went down.
Yeah, it was either 4 or 5.
I think it went to all the way up to like 7.
Yeah, 8. So I saw the last one. But
and then it became Jigsaw.
Yeah, which, so with this one, this has obviously the theme of escape rooms because escape rooms became popular after Saw, the first Saw. I mean, Saw didn't create escape rooms. Escape rooms are all the way around, but Saw just made it more interesting. It's like, oh, wow, that'd be cool. This goes into a whole bunch of backstories about certain characters. So there's one character that you might see on a poster. Her name is Zoe. She's a college student, but she's just kind of like somewhat off. I mean, she's very brilliant, but very reserved. And then there's another guy named Ben who works in a grocery store, but he also has an alcohol problem. And then there's another guy that's a stockbroker or like financial analyst named Jason. Another person, Deborah Ann Wall. So what happens is that all these people get a mysterious package. Here's this puzzle box. If you find out the puzzle, you get this message saying, oh, please come to my escape room. It's maybe like 5 or 6 different characters. I think it's like 6. They all show up to this very large, unassuming building for this escape room. So they meet in the waiting room. This one character, I think his name is Danny. He is like this super, oh man, this is great. I love escape rooms. I do this all the time. And he is really annoying. So while they're waiting in the waiting room, I think one of the characters says, oh, well, I'm going to go smoke. I think it's the guy, Ben. He tries to go smoke, tries to turn the doorknob. The doorknob comes off, and it's like, oh, well, this is starting right now. Great. And then what starts to happen is that when they start trying to figure out all the pieces of how to get out of this room, there is a heater in the room that starts ramping up. The ceiling is a heater, the walls are heaters. And then it basically starts setting the room on fire. They escape that room, and it's like, oh, wow, this is great.
Basically, he set off a trap, in other words.
Yeah, so it's basically everything that each character does that, oh, well, we picked up the phone, or we picked this up, triggers something else in the room. And then they go to the next room. I forget which one that was, because eventually you might see in the trailer that they go to, like, some cabin, and I was like, oh, God, this is Cabin in the Woods. But what happens is just that every time they do something, somebody dies in each one of the rooms. That's eventually the whole thing. And
the whole premise. Yeah.
Yeah, but this part about this is where this comes from, is that because they all received the puzzle box and they were chosen to be there based off of certain elements in their life. So Zoe, she had an accident happen that her parents died, and that's why she was chosen, and they have her medical records.
You know what this sounds like to me a little bit?
What?
Like, you mentioned Saw, and basically the whole Saw series. You know one movie it kind of reminds me of from what you're describing?
What?
Have you seen this movie called, The House on Haunted Hill, the remake, 1999?
Yeah.
When they received the invitations to the house.
Yeah.
And it was going to be a party and all this other shit. Go ahead. I mean, it's just little things. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, again, you know where this is going. It's just that there was a movie called Saw that did this likely much better, but each one of the characters are there for a reason. There's some element in their lives that they... Deborah Ann Wall's character was an Iraq veteran, and she has, like, PTSD, so she's there for one reason. The guy, Ben, was also in another accident, and he has a drinking problem, so he's there for that. Stockbroker, day trader, financial analyst guy is there because he and his friend, he killed him and he survived and not his friend. And I'm sitting there like, why would you even put all this stuff in there? Like, if you just remove that element entirely, that everything has to have a purpose. It's like completely stupid. So the whole thing just focuses on the characters trying to get out of the escape rooms. They get eliminated. So eventually, I'm ruining the whole movie for you. The guy, Ben, the alcoholic, and the chick, Zoe. So Zoe's, again, she's very brilliant. So she figured out how to get out of the room. The guy, Ben, lucked out of getting out of the room. And then there's somebody there. It's like, well, are you the game master?
And, are you serious?
Yeah. It's like, and so the game master, or the guy purporting to be the game master, is telling him about why he was chosen and because you did all this stuff and you're alcoholic and you got in an accident. And
oh
like
my
that.
God. This is Saul.
Yeah.
I thought you were exaggerating. This is fucking Saul.
So the similarities just go way, way, way. Someone that wrote Saul also wrote this movie, that even the way that it ends, that, oh, well, we beat the game master, but no, the game master's not finished with us. Oh, no. So Zoe's... has a plan. Because I put all these pieces together, this company here that rented out the building and did all this other stuff, this is where they're based out of. So she's going to take a plane to New York with Ben to go find them, bring the fight to them. But guess what? The game master has already planned all this.
Of course he did.
I think his name is Dr. Wu-Tang. Like Wu Yu something.
Are you serious?
It's like Wu something. It's like Dr.
Wu. You know what? I got to see how bad it is.
I think his name is like Dr. Wu Yu or something like that. I think you might get something out of this. I mean, again, I'm not big into horror movies, but I had some time to kill this.
What you're describing, man, just sounds like a blatant ripoff.
It is a blatant ripoff, James.
Of Saul, so, like just unbelievably to the T.
It is a blatant ripoff.
How did this movie even get released? Did they not see the
last
parallels
Saw movie,
between the two?
The last Saw movie that came out was one that Matt and I reviewed. And that one was straight up garbage. Straight up garbage. And it started off okay. But the parallels, first Saw movie, people wake up in a room. This one is people were chosen to be in their room and then stuff goes wrong. And I'm just sitting there, I was like, I've seen this movie 6-7 times. It was called Saw. Saw 1, 2, 3, 3D, whatever, 4, 5, the final Saw, like whatever the last one was, Jigsaw. Instead of Jigsaw, you have the Game Master, and the Game Master is on a higher level, but the Game Master has like this whole corporation of people working for him that are designing escape rooms to kill people.
Is this now the Belkin experiment too?
That is exactly the movie that this and Saw are the same movie. The Belko experiment had people that were working in the office building, and all of a sudden the office building goes on lockdown, but it's all basically a psychological test.
Made a game of survival, made like one big ass battle royale.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. So the game master also had odds on people surviving. So as people got picked off, as if this was the Hunger Games, people show up on a little game board. Oh, well, this person got eliminated and that person got eliminated. Level of stupidity that goes into creating a movie that has already been created. I will say that it was shot okay. Mm-hmm. Like some of the rooms were okay. It was just the fact that I've seen this movie several different ways, several different times in much better fashion. And again, you have Jigsaw and you have the Game Master. And I assume there's going to be an escape room too. I'm not sure how well this movie has done. It's been out for a couple of weeks. Will be the first zero of the year that I have given.
And we are starting off the year like that.
Yes. So, my patience. I really thought about walking out, but I was like, I don't have anything else to do. It's like, the thing was just that I stuck it out, and this movie just is not worth anything. I mean, you know how the acting is going to be because it's a B movie. If you've seen the later Saw movies, the acting is like that. The revelations are like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh my God, this was all because I was chosen. I'm like, everything doesn't have to be about purpose.
Being picked.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that actually makes it less intimidating, less scary if you're being picked.
Yeah.
That you were chosen for a reason. Now, if it was random, like a serial killer, to me, it makes it more of a fear thing, more of a fear factor if it's random. That's one thing that I hate about movies now, especially movies like this, like of this type of genre, because this is probably more so like, this is horror, but it's also like a kind of suspense. Something that has to do with...
Yeah, it's more science fiction, thriller, suspense.
Psychological.
Yeah, psychological. Yeah. I mean, it's Saw. It's Saw.
Basically, it's Saw. That's what I don't like about these movies. It's all about your chosen. To me, I'm just used to the old school method of, it's random. You don't know who's going to die. You don't know why they're there. Doesn't even matter. You know why they're there, just for fodder. Instead of watching it and you're like, okay, they're there for a reason. How are they involved in this? How is this coming back on them? You're already trying to figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because it became so much of a cliche now.
Yeah. And the thing is that these movies become predictable because all it is just a process of elimination. All you're doing is waiting for the last character to show up and say, I won in the movie. I was chosen for a reason. They did this because I did this to them, or I don't even care about all that. I care about, am I going to go see a good movie? So I had the option to go see A Dog's Way Home, which was never going to happen. I wanted to go see Vice, and also wanted to go see this movie. I just sat and thought to myself that I could have probably watched Saw on TNT, TBS, and had a better time than sitting in the movie theater, being bored out of my life, watching a movie that is derivative of two or three other movies for no apparent reason. Just because escape rooms are popular, someone said, that last Saw movie sucked. We can do that better. And Sony has like three or four movies out right now that are all terrible. That Dog's Way Home movie, Sony. I would like for you to see this. I don't want you to pay for this. I 100% don't want you to pay for this. So I want to hear your thoughts on this movie if you do decide to go see this, because once you see what I saw, maybe the zero for you might not be as potent.
Hey man, it could probably be worse. You don't know.
But you know, at some point I was in the movie theater and I'm sitting there watching this movie and I'm like, why am I here? I could just get up and walk out, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't Holmes and Watson bad, but it's just silly. It's no point for this movie to be made when this movie has already been made 6-7 times with Saw, the Belko experiment, and I'm pretty sure there's some other stuff that you probably know. Again,
Cube.
Yeah, was it that Jennifer Lopez movie? Or was it?
No, that was The Cell with Jennifer Lopez.
All right, so this is the first zero of the year, starting off the year on a very low note. Because yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I would just tell people, maybe I don't have the appreciation for horror movies like other people do, which I don't. But I do enjoy a good movie, and this is just not a good movie at all. Don't ever go to escape rooms, because it might actually turn out to be someone has picked you to go to the escape room and to kill you.
Well, if that's the case, you know what? We need to talk to Matt about always wanting to do an escape room then.
You guys did it. It's like zombies. You know what? Let's just do that for real, James.
Man, who does not sound that good, man. But if I can check it out, I will.
Yeah, that's the Beast Game Podcast, everybody. Don't see this movie.